Are we kind of maintaining the illusion of us all being in the same room, or?
Oh, it gets
No, I
worse
think.
now. We have to maintain the illusion that we're in a field together or something.
Yeah,
You never
and on
know
a
what they're on
roundabout. The roundabout one's the best. Hello and welcome to the Pocket Gamer iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast, episode number 151. I am your host, Will Wilson, and with me is Keith Andrew.
Hello.
And Matt Sakuraoka Gilman.
Hello.
Was that right?
It was near enough, yeah. Well done.
AKA Matt SG.
That's better. Yeah.
Yep. The SG man.
The SG. The BS. No, that wouldn't work. MSG. That's a type of drug that's been banned, right? Or is that flavouring?
Sounds like a qualification to me.
Isn't it a gun?
Is it a gun?
No, that's an SMG. Sorry.
I'm sure MSG is the addictive substance you put on crisps.
Do you know what? We're on the internet here. I could, you know, easily type that in and see what comes up. It's monosodium glutamate.
Yes. It's the sodium salt of glutamate.
Or it's Madison Square Garden.
Matt's fine, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Call it Madison. I like that.
Okay, well, so I've got Madison and Keith with me here. AKA the Square Man and the Keith. Yeah, we're going on an adventure. Join us. Right, first up on the news this week, let's do the battery one first. Batteries, according to engineers in University Northwestern, your phone's battery could soon charge up to 10 times faster than current offerings and hold its charge for 10 times longer. That sounds like a madman's dream.
This is a timely piece of news considering what's happening.
What is happening?
Well, apparently iPhone batteries last about 10 minutes these days. So.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I know, yeah, because the location bug.
Oh. Yeah, do you know, I think that sounds like a very, I don't know where this news has come from, but it sounds very timely that this is suddenly.
I already said, US University Northwestern. They popped.
No, I mean whether it was a press release or whether this is some eager reporter.
No, it's got to be a press release, isn't it?
I thought so.
Yeah. It's been published in the journal Advanced Energy Materials.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one, that one. It's better than non-advanced energy materials. That one's well behind the times. You're slurping your tea.
Yeah, I was letting that one go.
yes, but unfortunately, there's a negative, because it's made up of made up of chemistry. I never was interested in chemistry at school, except for the lessons when the teacher would either bring out gunpowder or get one of those magnesium balls and stick it in water.
Gunpowder?
Gunpowder, yeah.
How were you doing?
I was doing chemistry.
It's gunpowder?
Yeah.
We made little rainbow things in test tubes. That's about it. That's all I can remember.
Rainbows.
You know, we did that on first day. You made a little rainbow in a test tube.
Well, it was only on Christmas. He'd bring out the gunpowder, and we weren't allowed to touch the gunpowder, obviously. Otherwise, we'd blow each other up. But yeah, get gunpowder.
I don't remember that.
Matt, did you have gunpowder?
We had Bunsen burners. That was all. I mean, we set fire to a girl's hair once, but no actual gunpowder.
One of my friends put his hand over a Bunsen burner while he was talking to someone else and didn't actually notice for a good 5 seconds until everyone around him went, "Bloody hell, your hand's on fire!" And then he went, "Oh yeah, oh yeah!" Yeah, so yeah, gunpowder. We had that. Anyway, what was I going to say? Anyway, there's a bad thing to this story. The battery will begin to deteriorate after 150 charges. About a year of use. That's quite a big negative.
Yeah, that's a bit rubbish, really, isn't it? Mind you, people change their phones every 2 months these days, don't they? So.
That's what I've heard.
Not me.
From you. Well, you just said it.
I know, I can hear myself in your speakers.
Oh, no, they're not on, actually.
How am I hearing myself?
Matt.
What? My speakers off.
Oh, maybe it is from my speakers. Let me just. They aren't actually. There's no sound coming out of them.
Blame the new boy. Just because you're making mistakes again.
I never make mistakes.
All those unrecorded conversations.
Yeah, let's forget about them. Right, so there we go. That's not really very great news then.
Don't say that.
It sounded good.
It's on the website.
Well, no, I know. I mean, it's good news in a sort of news way, but it's not great news for consumers or gamers or anyone, really. I can still hear myself repeating.
It's a bit weird.
Could be. I'm going to see what happens if I do use my speakers. My front panel's gone a bit weird.
No, I've always said that.
Yeah, I know. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Awesome.
You can still hear me?
Yeah. Mad.
What? I swear it's not on.
Moving on. Mage Gauntlet spin-off. Rocket Cat are working on a dungeon crawling spin-off to their, I think I gave it a silver, award-winning iPhone title, Mage Gauntlet. Anyone else played Mage Gauntlet?
No.
Nope.
Damn. But I do know you gave it a silver.
Or I might not have done, but
you
I probably did.
I've just clicked. You did.
I did. Good. I thought I did. Yes. So it'll be a dungeon crawler, but will feature a completely new randomly generated dungeon every time you play. So rather than the original, which is more of a straight-out action game with a set design, it'll be more like Dungeon Hunter, the Gameloft's series. Multiple character classes this time around, not just the one character. New AI. Apparently it's Well, the Mage Gauntlet was good. It was a good game.
Would it work in like a randomly generated thing? I mean, was it story based or anything? The first
it was
one.
Story based. Story based and set in predetermined dungeons. It was. It wasn't so much an RPG. From what I can gather from this one, it seems like more of an RPG than the original. The original was sort of like an action game more than anything. Just looked like an RPG. I'm fairly certain, although I'm not definitely sure, but whenever you leveled up in that game, it gave you like a choice between these different skills, and one of them was like health regeneration, which made me think that it's just being silly. Like it was taken because it takes the piss out of all these RPG conventions, but like you don't get health regeneration in the game, and it like goes every time you level up, you get a choice between a couple of things, and it's like plus 1% health regeneration is one of them. I'm like, well, that doesn't exist. It took the piss out of RPGs more than anything. Anyway, I'll move on because no one's played it.
Ever.
It doesn't even exist.
you made it.
I made it. I made it up. I submitted a review. I went to Rob. Oh, Rob, I got this great game, mate. Please give me a fiver. And then I went down the bookies. Unlocked for iPhone 4S is now available on Apple's US website. They didn't have it before.
It's very expensive, isn't it?
It is very expensive. It's base model, 16 gig. It's $649. Top model is $849. That's $1,000.
I like how we've in our story included a picture of the buttons with the prices on. I'm not sure what's that about.
That is quite good, isn't it?
I don't know. Is that just to fill some space? I'm not sure what.
It looks good.
It just looks nice.
They're only compatible with GSM networks. So CDMA networks, Verizon and Sprint, aren't supported. I don't get this. This whole GSM and CDMA.
I get lost in this.
Because like we're on GSM, aren't we?
Yeah, that's
everyone else in the world is on GSM.
My conclusion is everyone else is wrong. It's a bit like 3-pin plugs, isn't it? You know, everyone else has got two. Yeah. You think this is wrong?
Well, that's badly designed because they should have a separate earth, really.
Yeah, separate earth, just like Battlestar Galactica. Yeah.
Yeah, just like it. Yeah. Exactly. Does anyone actually buy unlocked phones? Of us three.
Mine is, but I didn't buy it. Pocket Gamer bought it.
Would you have bought an unlocked phone?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to get in this. I'm going to be getting a non-iPhone phone, unnamed device soon, and I can see the point, but given I've never actually changed networks in the whole time I've been having a mobile phone, it probably doesn't matter to me.
Matt?
Oh, you've lost him.
He's gone. He's deep in thought.
Where is he?
Hello.
It's like a ghost.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Where did you go?
I don't know. I was right here. What did you ask? Something about iPhone.
Yeah. Have you? Well, not just iPhone. Have you? Have you ever bought a unlocked phone, or would you ever?
No. Well, I would, but I mean, not. What is it? $650? What's that in real money?
£499.
No.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
That's more than a PlayStation 3.
There you go, exactly.
Is that your reference to every price?
In my mind, the PlayStation 3 is still £425, so yeah, pretty much.
I'm not going to buy a house, it's more than a PlayStation 3.
Sandwich is all right, £1.50, but what was it, $649, yeah? What did you say?
Yeah, £499 for the
equipment. No, thank you.
You know what, though, over the course of the 2 years on a contract, you do pay over £1,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who's laughing now?
Not me.
I'm not either. I haven't bought an unlocked phone. Anyway, let's move swiftly on. Let's go to more game news. IMGA Awards. The nominations have just opened.
I always spell this wrong.
AMGA.
I always put IGMA for some reason, which takes you to a completely different website.
What is it? Don't want
to
know.
Like, I'm going to type it in now. It's I've linked to it. The International Guild of Miniature Artisans is what it is.
Oh, nice. So it's like for dwarf artists.
I've linked to this website many times by mistake and not realised for hours afterwards.
Well, the IMGAs, as the cool kids call it.
The IMGAs.
No, they don't call it that. International Mobile Games Award. There's six categories. Best casual game, best sports game, excellence in gameplay, best real world game, most innovative game, and best social mobile game.
What's the eight?
That's the eighth.
It's the eighth one.
Yeah. Because I got the seventh. I got a t-shirt. I went to the seventh one.
You get a t-shirt with a seven on it?
I got a t-shirt with a seven on it, and it says UMGA.
All right, so it looks like you've been on Sesame Street or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the styling of it, look, though, I don't know what it is about it, but it does look like it's spelling out I'm gay. So,
you sure you're at the right event?
Well, it's pink, and it's
that wasn't that one I sent you to, was it?
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah, it was in that club, down that alley. It was a bit weird, and I had my iPhone and.
Well, they all have those. Don't worry about that.
So the entries are open. We've got a form. We've got a link on our website. If you type in IMGA.
We're on the jury, apparently.
Me?
No, we.
Yeah, we're on the jury. Yeah. Last year, who was on the jury? It was Chris James, who's our MD, and Eli from Touch Arcade was on the jury as well, and a couple of other peeps. It's good. Entries close on the 16th of January 2012, and it will take place in Barcelona on the 1st of March. Barcelona.
Good song.
I can't really remember it.
You can't remember it?
No, I can't really remember it. I sort of know it, but
the Mercury.
I know who it was. Who's the other singer in it though?
Some fat bird.
Yeah, you don't know that though. Yeah.
So do you?
No, it's an opera singer.
I remember that part.
Okay, Activision has delayed the launch of its Call of Duty Elite mobile app. This is the application which is meant to tie in with the recent release of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, which has a new social gaming side to it. Subscription-based social gaming side to it. Although not entirely, because apparently I'm on it. The premium side is meant to be subscription-based. Yeah. So why have they held it back? Oh, because the servers aren't stable. There you go. Still not stable.
We should have had all this ready, really, shouldn't we?
Well, I've only just come in.
No, not you.
Oh.
Me.
Activision.
Matt.
Matt should have had this ready, really, shouldn't he?
Should have. This is terrible. You're off this podcast, Matt. This is awful. Anyway, yes. Yeah, so if you are a Call of Duty fan, it will be coming for both iOS and Android. It will be coming to the platforms. It's free, the app, but not yet. And they haven't revealed a date yet because I guess they don't know when they're going to fix the servers. Sort it out, Activision. On a more positive news, two games have just arrived on iPhone. Ticket to Ride. Yeah. Ticket to Ride's on iPhone. Again, there's no excitement here. There should be excitement.
Is this good?
Yes.
I haven't played it.
Oh, Gold Award winning board game. And the person who reviewed it gave it a extremely... It was a really well written review. It was like extensive, covered pretty much everything.
Well, I've just clicked on it and saw who wrote it, and you
know. Oh, who is his name? Because he's one of the best.
Willis Wilson.
Ah, Willis, what a man!
Yeah, I'm not sure.
A lover and a fighter and a reviewer. Yeah. So, Ticket to Ride, the award-winning German board game, not just from us, that's in general. No, it's not German. What am I saying? I can't remember who made it. Damn.
They usually are.
They usually are. This one isn't, though. Oh, I want to say Belgium, but that's Small World. Could be American.
You don't mention it.
What do you mean I don't mention it? Was that a command?
In your review, I'm scanning for a country and I can't see one.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. It's I gave it a gold award. It's really good. It's called Ticket to Ride Pocket. It links up to Days of Wonders multiplayer server, so there's like hundreds of people already. Always on there. It's a good game as well.
A railway themed board game it is.
It is. You like railways, Keith?
It's yeah, I'm trying to find out where it's from, but is it Greek?
Check the designer name.
The designer name is Alan Moon.
Yeah, now click him, his entry, because you're on Wikipedia, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, click his in.
He is from Southampton.
Oh, it's English. Hey.
But he lives in the US.
Oh, there we go. Anyway, Ticket to Ride. It's really good. It's trains. It's about trains, building tracks and taking tickets.
I've got the song in my head now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just sort of batting it out of my brain. Also out this this week is, on iPhone, Minecraft. Okay, now who's played Minecraft?
Nope.
I have played Minecraft.
Yes, which version?
I don't know. I played it ages ago. I think it was one of the first beta versions.
Oh, it's going to be PC then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was on PC.
Well,
but,
sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, everyone seems to have gone absolutely mental over it, but didn't really grab me.
Didn't grab you?
No, it didn't.
Didn't you want to build until you couldn't sleep?
No. Not at all. But yeah. I'm guessing you're on the other side of that then. You actually loved it.
Really. No, I didn't love it. It was all right. Well,
there you go then.
I played it for a few days. It was very good during those few days. I got a bit bored.
I've never played it, but having watched things on it, I never had any urge to play it either. It just looks very... But then you did send me that Doctor Who one, which I found quite amusing. So
yeah, the one where they modded in the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who.
Yeah, that was quite
that
funny.
Was good. Yeah, I was tempted to go back to Minecraft after that, but kicked that habit. So it's out on iPhone. I've heard the touch controls aren't brilliant. We gave
told you that.
My Android reviewer.
I thought we'd been a little bird or something.
Yeah, well, a little bird came up to me at a bar. Not doing that. Yes. So yeah, no. Our Android review for it, because when it came out on Android first, yeah, the touch controls weren't well liked. It was something about the jump button, if I remember right. Mojang actually contacted our reviewer after that to ask how they could improve it.
That's always nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Better than death threats, anyway.
Yeah, but we get there to a penny.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess. Oh no, it's time to go to Biz Corner.
Where's this Biz Corner come from?
It's the new one. Let's go to the corner, the dark one without any working lights.
We're orange.
No, there's no. I don't know. I can't see. There's no light in here. What's this on the floor? This is some kind of baby's building block with numbers on. But they're in the millions.
Sounds like your basement, Will.
Is this how you train? How you train people up in the biz world?
I've got a Casio calculator. That's what I use.
Oh, the one that changes TV channels.
Does it?
I don't know. There was one that changed TV channels.
People used to have them watches at school, which did that, and then they'd have a video on, and the teacher wouldn't know, and
change the
that
TV.
Was always amusing.
It's good. Anyway, let's. Okay, I think I found a seat. It's very velvety. I'll take a seat down here. You two, you're from the world of biz. Fill me in on what's been going down.
What's been going down?
Has it been anyone's stock levels?
I don't know about that, Will.
32.
This week we've had two games very eager to talk about how well they're doing. So we had
talking about how well they're doing.
Well, two people who made them.
Oh, okay.
So we had Whale Trail, everyone, which I'm not allowed to talk about apparently on this podcast anymore. But
why not? It's banned.
We'll ban it. I don't know why. Well, we'll ban it because every week, when it came to what we've been playing, me and John would say we've been playing Whale Trail. So after about week 8 of that, Will decided it wasn't on anymore. But
we're in Biz Corner at the moment. I have no power here.
It seems this other people have been playing it.
There's no power.
It's done 100,000 downloads in its first 25 days, which isn't too bad at all. But they want to hit 300,000 to break even, so it's got a way to go. But there's a big update coming with all kinds of stuff on it, which you lot talked about, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of outlined what he thought was the kind of reasoning behind the new update with the new, I think it's 32 levels, 32 challenge levels that they're going to bring into it. Basically, kind of... saying how, because it's an endless runner, I think I don't know, because I think you've played it a lot more than I have, Keith, obviously, if you're talking about it for 8 weeks.
But, not very good at it, but yeah.
He was saying how he was speaking to, I think it was Phil Larson from Half Brick, yeah, about Jetpack Joyride, and how the kind of mini kind of missions kind of drove people to continue playing it, or to kind of tell their friends about it and things like that. Whereas maybe with Whale Trail initially, because it was just an endless runner with no kind of objectives, if you like. I think that's why he's decided to put that in the new update.
Yeah, it's interesting that it could be. I'm not sure. It could be. I kind of like just the fact that actually most of the time I usually play it if I've got 5 minutes before I go to bed or whatever, or something, because I know I'm not actually going to get that far because I'm not very good. So when I reach, like, I think 190,000 is my top score at the moment, which is nothing compared to the 4.2 million someone else has posted at the top of the thing. But I kind of like that side, the fact that you put it on and you know within about 5 minutes you're probably going to be dead. But yeah, it's interesting. Interesting to see what it does.
Hmm.
Lovely whale.
What else has been making waves in the biz corner?
That's kind of a pun, is it?
It is.
Well, the other game is Hardlines from the lovely Spilt Milk Studios, which has done 270,000.
It's been out for longer, though.
Yeah, longer. And some of that's on Android, I think, because it launched on Android recently, didn't it? So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's doing very well. I didn't actually, having met him now and heard him talk about the games, I didn't actually think it was doing as well as that. He always kind of alludes to the fact that it isn't doing too well. So it's I'm quite pleased to see it's up in the hundreds of thousands. And he also calculated that in total, everyone's played it. In total game time is at 7 years, I think he said. Playing it. Obviously not individually.
Yeah. Well, those are good numbers. I like them.
You like numbers?
Yeah, well, I don't like numbers. Not too many numbers. They're a bit too rich for me.
You did some numbers this week.
I did some numbers this week. I did, yeah. I'm having to have a shower after this recording to wash the numbers away. Anyway, thank you very much, Biz Boys. That was a great Biz Corner, and that's the new theme, I think, if I put a theme in. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm thinking of putting Gordon Lightfoot in. That's his name, right? It's that you could read my mind, Lou.
Yeah.
Because then I could just say numbers over mind love.
It's like this, a note in a
movie about a ghost of a CEO. See?
See.
But then it gets a bit hard off that because it's like in a castle dark, for a fortress hold, the chains upon my feet.
What was that used on? That's been
that's
on something.
That's on Trigger Happy.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
Quite, yeah. I played that at our student bar a few times.
That's when he used to be painting people and then he'd walk off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Well, it's quite sad, really.
It's incredibly sad.
People just carry on sit there. Yeah. That's a good show.
But unless anyone else can recommend a better song.
Something with numbers in.
Yeah, I need to.
Well, what about something with the word business in?
Business, yeah. I could just nick one of them. I could nick the Flight of the Conchords.
Or what about, you know, Pet Shop Boys, Let's Make Lots of Money, you know. You've got the brains, I've got the looks. That's me. let's make lots of, or Money, Money, Money by ABBA, you know. Mine are all quite camp.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. You've got the, no, that's way too camp.
Okay. About the clothes show thing, that's quite camp as well, I like that.
This week on the new releases, we're a Super Spy Mouse in the HD, Jack.
That's possibly your worst one.
Right? Anyway, welcome to the new releases roundabout of new releases. We are on the lookout for the bus of games.
The new releases roundabout of new releases.
Yeah, they had to rename it because apparently there was already a new releases roundabout in France.
That's quite Alan Partridge.
Yeah, well, you know, got threatened of being sued by the constabulary of Marseille. But we're not anymore. So anyway, here comes the news. The news is gone. The news is way gone. Here comes the bus of games. And on the side of the bus of games this week, we've got Superman.
It looks pretty awful.
I played it.
Is it pretty awful?
It's quite fast.
Someone on Twitter was saying it was pretty awful today.
It's quite fast, I'll go with that.
Someone nameless from one of our rivals, so I won't mention them, but they were saying it was pretty awful.
What I played on a preview event, I wasn't particularly enamoured by.
Isn't the best screenshot.
To be fair, it runs. The sort of quality of the graphics aren't as bad as it looks in the screenshots because it runs so damn fast. But I don't see it being very good. Anyway, you fly around as Superman, you get like waves of baddies and you've got to sort them out.
I hate superheroes.
You can't hate Superman though, can you?
Yes, yeah, he's the worst. He's got his pants on.
Oh, Superman's the only superhero that I think I genuinely dislike.
Actually, I think Batman's worse because he's dressed as a bat, which I just think is ridiculous. And then all the others are just copies, you know, but a man dressed
as a
bat.
What about Aquaman? What about Aquaman? Come on.
No idea about Aquaman.
Oh, geez, not another one. He used to be the best. He could talk to fish.
Actually, the only superhero I liked was Storm from the X-Men because I always kind of wanted to have those powers. But
what, have white eyes?
Well, she can, like, you know, people, can't she? She's
not very. seemed a bit disorganized to me.
Disorganized?
Yeah.
I don't like, did Halle Berry play her? Because I don't like Halle Berry.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Useless.
You know, she was also claustrophobic. Did you know that?
What, Storm?
Storm or Halle Berry?
Storm, Aurora Monroe, she was claustrophobic. Oh. So, there you go. All that power, but...
That's why she has to go up in the sky.
You can't get in the lift.
That's why she takes the stairs. That makes sense now. I remember that scene and sitting there thinking, why am I watching her walk up like 10 flights of stairs?
I used to like the cartoon.
I quite like the cartoon.
It was like a soap opera. I used to like that. Apart from Jean. Jean's so boring. And why would you call a superhero Jean Grey? I mean, what does that mean? It's just like a name of some receptionist or something. It's like everyone's got really cool names.
Hello,
like,
Jean Grey.
Storm, and then you've got, they're like, they ran out of names. So what should you call? Let's just call her Jean. Yeah.
Jean Grey speaking. How may I help you?
It's ridiculous.
No, I'm calling about my car insurance. One moment, please. Greetings, Xavier here. I hear you want some car insurance.
See, that's a cool name.
Anyway, Spy Mouse HD.
Oh, so Spy Mouse.
This is the iPad version, of course, of Spy Mouse.
Spy Mouse rules.
Rules what?
It just rules. Oh, that's what the kids say now, Will. Honestly, it rules with
still,
a Z.
Still gnarly.
Yeah, no, it's very good. I didn't know, because I didn't have an iPad at the time, that there wasn't an iPad version actually when it came out. So interesting that there wasn't one, because it's kind of made for iPad, really.
That's EA for you. Hmm? No, I don't think any of Fireman's games come out on iPhone and iPad at the same time.
It's very good. It's a very good game.
Well, there we go. Silver award winner. Out now.
Oh, yeah, I think the review that about it was incredibly extensive and probably one of the best we've ever published.
Oh, no, I didn't like that one.
Didn't like that one?
No, no. I thought it was too cheesy.
Cheesy.
It's available for $1.99. What's Superman available for? Again, that's two separate versions of Superman. 69p, of course. Katana.
Why, of course, because it's rubbish. Why?
It's Tilingo. Katana Jack. It's an exclamation mark at the end. I'm not just incredibly excited. Katana Jack. What's this all about? We seem to have a video of it sat in some sort of arcade machine.
Yeah, I'm watching it now. Wasn't she a character on Mortal Kombat? Or no, that was Kitana.
Kitana, you fool. Yeah. What was her fatality move, Keith?
She had, didn't she have like spikes in her hand? Oh no, she had fans, didn't she? She had
She had fans.
She shot people's heads off. And there was the other one in purple. She had spikes in her hands, I think. She was, I can't remember what she was called. Melanie or something boring.
Yeah. Jean. Karen.
Not wrong, Jean is a really boring name for a superhero. It's just rubbish.
Anyway, so Katana Jack.
Oh, it looks quite good.
It's a platform game, and it's called itself the first game painted on the iPad.
Oh dear. Oh, wait, and it's on Mac.
It's on Mac as well.
Hmm. Oh. I'm not sure what's going on, but I quite like the look of it.
Alright. Well, it's 69p. Well, I'm sure we've got that up for review. Yeah. Of course, Matt, you can jump in if you think we're. But whoa, what the frick is this video? It's quite a scary start, isn't it?
What video are you watching?
Katana Jack.
Oh, well, I was watching that 5 minutes ago. Get with the topic.
Okay, sorry. Right, next one up. The Oregon. Are you still there, Matt? He's gone quiet again.
Hello.
Oh, there you're back.
What's going on here? Hello, what's going on here?
You're falling asleep.
I kept all the way through that, I was trying to tell you that you're saying Katana Jack wrong, and no one was listening to me. I was like, what? No, yeah, it's a katana. That's how you say it.
You and your Japanese pronunciation. How do you pronounce shuriken?
Shuriken?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Shuriken.
Yeah.
Ah. Matt can speak Japanese. Origato, Matt Gilman's son.
That's what he claims, but you could just say he can and we wouldn't know, would we? So.
Deska?
Oh, well done.
Thank you. Hey, you never replied. Anyway,
but you didn't actually ask a question.
Oh, damn.
You just said, is it? What? Is what?
That is a question.
Naniga.
Sawdust. Anyway, the Oregon Trail, American Settler, from Yeehaw Gameloft. Enjoy an authentic Western experience on your iPhone or iPod. Yeehaw. It's a freemium game. It's a freemium game. there's frontiers, there's corn. You can build your own Wild West village.
Village.
Rape and pillaging not included, because that's the Vikings, really, isn't it? But anyway, no sexual antics here. Oh no.
Or I think other people have raped and pillaged, apart from, you know, Scandinavians, I think.
Well, it's more that they trademarked it. They were quite early on. I mean, well, to be fair, the Goths and the Vandals. I mean, the Vandals. They pretty much. They did very well for themselves. Anyway, they got a whole word. Anyway, there we go. So Gameloft's attack, yeehaw, at basically making another freemium game. I've got to review this.
It's a definite 9 if you ask me that.
Look at that. Yeehaw, he's got an orange beard. And there's a, my accent is deliberately poor here. And there's a Wild West saloon. Ahar.
That's probably how they talk in the game, if it has any audio, I suspect.
Oh, if it's Game Loft, there'll be yeehaw. Your mission now is to go over there. It's so bad. I mean, their voice acting puts the ah into bad.
But you're looking for a job, actually, aren't you?
I am, yeah. This is the whole reason why I do the podcast. Game Loft. Yeah?
They're not listening well.
They used to. until I called Josh not the hot one.
Yeah, we lose all the good, but we've probably lost Schlingo now, the amount of things we've said about Schlingo.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so there we go, the Oregon Trail. I'm sure it's free. It is free, in fact. And it looks like a freemium game. We've already talked about Minecraft. I'm a little bit worried that trailer's freeze-frame picture has just got someone sitting on the loo.
Got to press play. He's playing on the toilet, but he's got his trousers up, so
doesn't make any sense.
Or he's wearing shorts.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Minecraft Pocket Edition. It's out now. What does it cost? £4.
You shouldn't be talking about that.
Shouldn't I?
This is a trailer for Android.
Oh dear. Raccoon Rising. What's this all about? It sounds like quite a cool game. I think Matt's gone quiet again.
Am I here?
Oh, you are there.
Yeah. I just have nothing to say about raccoons.
You should just make a noise constantly in the background so we know you're there.
There we go. That's good. So this is like a jumping game.
It does look quite good.
It does look all right, actually.
What's the raccoon called?
Roger.
It's going to be someone like that, isn't it? What's that horrible alligator called?
Ramirez. Ramirez the raccoon. I should write for DreamWorks.
Yeah, DreamWorks, yeah.
Not Pixar, no.
Pixar.
They're decent. No, I'll be a DreamWorks character who pops up in a hilarious tale of a bunch of woodland creatures seeking revenge on humankind. They've already done it, haven't they? There's already been a DreamWorks film called that.
Voiced by Eddie Murphy, probably.
Over the Hedge. I even remember the title.
No one remembers DreamWorks films.
Except for Shrek.
Apart from Shrek, which I still don't understand.
Friggin' terrible film.
Yeah.
Oh no, Shrek's really good. No, it isn't. Rubbish. And Ice Age.
It wasn't me saying that.
No. I was going to say, it's not you were doing an impression.
No, I wasn't doing an impression of Matt there.
Just in case he wasn't there anymore, he just fell in for
it. Well, this one looks good. It looks all cartoony in a good way, not in a DreamWorks way.
I like it. The logo's good.
I haven't seen the logo yet.
Oh, it's at the very end. It's very important to me, these kind of things.
Yeah, Keith has a thing about logos.
It's all about the fonts.
Next one up. Well, how much is that one? Raccoon Rising. Who's it by as well? I should really say who the developer is. Romper Games. There you go. 69p. Looks good. Saving Yellow. It's the next one up. Talking to Pixar and... oh, it's Dream Fab.
Oh, it looks physics.
Oh, I've played this.
Looks, yeah, physics-y.
I played a very early build where the graphics weren't finished, the physics weren't finished. And I can't really say what it was like from that. Seemed all right. Not anything special.
I was going to say, we've kind of seen these physics games quite often now, haven't we?
It gets a bit complex.
It does get complex.
Oh, wow, there's a bomb in there.
I quite like the fish's face in the trailer. Saving Yellow sounds a bit wrong, though.
Yeah. So there we go. Saving Yellow. It's from DreamFab, who are the makers of Demolition Dash. DreamFab made Demolition Dash. There we go. Next one up, Extraction Project Outbreak. I've played this. It's looked really good, and I'm looking forward to playing it later on. Because I'm going to be reviewing this one. But yes, top-down 3D... it's a top-down shooter. It's got very good controls. I can't say too much, though. Just in case. Randomly generated levels. You control only one man, but...
one man.
But to target enemies, you sweep your finger across them, and then you can move him by tapping. So that when he enters a place where he can fire, he'll shoot. It's a bit like Max Payne in a way. No, Splinter Cell Conviction, where you can mark lots of people at once and then walk into the room and he goes at the same time. It's good. I've got a preview and everything up, so read that. And then I'll post my review. Bullet Time HD. What's this all about? I haven't seen this yet.
Looks nice.
Yeah. Looks like a twin stick.
You look like a twin stick.
You look like it. Your mum looks like a twin stick.
Yeah, what of it?
I'm just saying, she's easy to play with.
Are we going down this road?
Yeah, I really don't think we should. She might one day listen to this for some bizarre reason.
So. Why would she do that? Yes, a Bullet Time. It's a twin stick shooter like Keith's mum. Age of Zombies Anniversary. This is a twin stick shooter. It's the upgraded version of the Age of Zombies game, which is out last year. Almost exactly last year, which is why it's an anniversary. And it stars Barry Steak Fries running around shooting different zombies and zombie T-Rexes and zombie gangsters. It's fairly shallow. It's quite funny. It's got some good cutaway moments. Yes, so there we go. Also, finally, out this week is RPM Gymkhana Racing from Bulky Pix. It's an acrobatic racer featuring 25 obstacle-filled tracks. I played an early build of this, and I thought it was a bit rubbish.
It's in Paris.
Oh. Sounds on. Let's have a look.
Racing in front of the Louvre.
French game. It may have changed since I played, but I found the controls pretty hideous.
You're pretty hideous.
Your mum's pretty hideous. Anyway, so if you don't know what a motoring gymkhana is, that means you haven't played Dirt 3. And found yourself swearing at the screen as you have to go through these stupid Gymkhana events. You drive around sort of trapped.
I liked those.
Oh, they were horrible.
You have to swerve a lot.
No, but I was using a wheel and, you know, like proper sort of
pretending you're in a real car.
Proper gears and proper wheels. So I was like, wee, on the racing tracks and then stupid arm second, first, second. It was like my left arm was just dying after
isn't that on grid though, or am I thinking of something else?
No, Dirt 3.
On Dirt 3. I'm sure they're on grid as well, aren't they?
No, they're not on grid. Yeah. Anyway, Gymkhana is you just drive around the track and you hit stuff with your car, polystyrene things. You do donuts around things and basically you just act like you're in Tesco car park, only in a much more powerful car and in a competition.
You Cambridge boys.
Yeah. Competition for money rather than for a woman's heart.
Heart? I don't think it's the heart you're after.
Well, yes. It goes. The woman's heart is very tasty with a bit of bit of parsley. Anyway, there you go. It might have improved since then. I don't know. So we'll find out later this week, I'm sure. But yeah, the controls are pretty bad in the early build I played. And that's it. That's our new releases roundup. We're all still here. Matt almost got ran over.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So Matt's still here. Let's go to what we've been playing.
What we've been playing!
And I'll go first this week. I've been playing nothing. I've been out of the office for most of the week. So this is the first week ever, I think, where I haven't been playing anything. Although I have been playing Tiny Tower. Because it just came out on Android, so I decided...
That? Android, more like spam droid.
More like 6 months old droid. yeah, so that's the only thing. I don't understand the game.
What, Tiny Tower?
Yeah.
How don't you understand it?
I've only played it for 5 minutes. It just seems a bit pointless. I built like 5 floors, and then that was it. And then I was like, "What's going on? Is there anything happening? What do I do now?"
John liked this, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He gave it a bronze. I think it sort of looks a bit silly.
It's a bit silly.
Yeah, I don't understand it. No point to it.
When I approach any review, that's initially what I'm going to put, and I have to talk myself out of it.
It all looks a bit silly.
Let's be honest, the whole thing's a bit silly, isn't it?
Well, I was kind of hoping it'd be one of the good freemium games, but it hasn't gripped me.
And one of the good ones, like what?
Like Kingdom Conquest, that's good. Okay. Sim Social on Facebook's good. Bloody hell. Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, so those two, they're good.
Add those in at a later date.
Yeah. Anyway. So there we go. I haven't played anything yet. I've got 2 games to look at later this week. So what have you been playing, Matt?
Actually, I have been playing, oddly enough, World of Goo. It's been out for ages, but I only just started playing it. It's one of those ones I just kind of missed out on. So I've just been playing that.
What have you been thinking? What have you been thinking? What do you think of it?
What have I been thinking? We're going to go down that road.
Yes, I thought I'd try to confuse you.
Yeah, it's good. It's I can see why. I can't see why. I missed it. Kind of, it was really good.
I don't see how you could have missed it, because I mean, didn't it get a gold award by one of the best reviewers on the site?
Oh, God,
you're typing it in, aren't you?
I don't know why, because I there's no need really, is there? But
yeah, you know who the best reviewer on the site is. Wait, which version are you playing though? Which format are you playing on?
iPhone, yeah.
I didn't play it on iPhone.
I like the one with the monkeys.
Tiki Towers?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I do like the one with the monkeys because it has monkeys in it and they kind of smile and look happy, or when the little thing you've built falls down with them on it, they look upset.
Yeah, World of Goo has female goobles who are pink and have ribbons in their heads.
Which one came? Isn't World of Goo a copy of something else as well? Didn't someone who'd made a Flash game was thinking about suing them?
Yeah, but I get the feeling, if that's true, I get the feeling that World of Goo was a lot more polished. It's a bit like the Angry Birds Crush the Castle thing.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. I can't remember. I remember writing about it, but I can't remember.
Well, a good choice, Matt. And thank goodness it wasn't Skyrim.
I have got that paused in the background.
Oh, sorry. says the man who's playing Modern Warfare 3 this week. Anyway.
So last week.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm a week behind, apparently.
I'm about a year behind, so I'm on Assassin's Creed. So.
Assassin's Creed Revelations?
No.
Keith, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Playing is an interesting choice of words, really, for this, to be honest.
What have you been playing?
I've been, not even that. I've been experiencing. Yeah, what's it called? Gangstar. What's its silly name?
City of Saints.
Rio, City of Saints. Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting because I'd not played any of the Gangstar series before, because I thought, to be honest, they looked a bit naff, and having played it, it seems they are a bit naff. So it was really. I mean, I sat down and I've played it. Of course, the first night I played it, I was genuinely quite depressed by it because it's a GTA wannabe, essentially. They won't appreciate me saying that, but that's what it is. And you know, it's set in a particularly barren city, Rio, which I very much doubt Rio's like.
City of Saints.
Like this, and it's just full of, it's just an absolute mash of lazy cliches of the characters. That some of the dialogue they come out with is just truly awful, to the point where it's not funny. It's just generally bad. And essentially, you run around shooting people and picking up money and driving around. And you know, as with all these games, actually, it takes me 5 minutes. And I get very bored with the plot they try to make you do, and I end up just driving around to see what you can do with the engine. And with this, actually, you can't really do anything. You run over people or you shoot them, and they kind of just let you. And some of the AI is really embarrassing in some of the missions. People aren't where they're meant to be, or something. Just trigger isn't there.
I like trapping my car in between two bits of slightly uneven road and then watching it jump up and down on the spot. That quite a few times.
First time I drove, because I think there's six different ways of controlling the car. There's six different control methods on offer here. As you said, Will, you kind of have to go through and find the one which is the most bearable. So first one I checked, the default one, I could not drive with this, and I ended up driving into a kind of lake. Or sea, or whatever it is, and so he gets out and swims, and there were two other non-playable characters swimming around in full clothes, just randomly in the water, which was really bizarre. And I tried to take a screenshot of it, but the iPad was playing up at the time. I didn't want to take it, but that was just random. They were just swimming around in a dress and a suit the guy was in. It was interesting. But yes, it's just generally, it's just a really hacky kind of sandbox game. That's really, really underwhelming, and you just feel that it's there simply because Gameloft think they need to have a GTA style game, and they're not really that bothered about whether it's any good or not. It doesn't really have a feel of its own. There's no kind of humor in it at all. I mean, that was the real problem. Why
it's
I was
got
so
the
depressed.
Radio stations.
Yeah, they're pretty universally awful, though. It's like they're just bad music. But I mean, the reason why I'm so depressed was because obviously the first thing I did was to run around shooting civilians just to see what it did, and I got an achievement after killing 20 people in cold blood for killing people who had nothing to do with the game, which, you know, everyone will admit that's the kind of thing everyone does in all of these games. But the difference between this and something like GTA is that GTA has a level of humour to it. It's almost cartoon at points, GTA, and there isn't really, whatever the papers might like to say, there's never really the feeling you're actually doing that. It's, you know, there is a genuine character GTA where you don't think you're literally killing people, whereas in Gangstar it's so stripped back and boring, and the characters have no humour or personality whatsoever, that it's so plain, you realise actually all you're doing is going around smashing people's heads in, whether you're meant to or whether you're not. And it's just a really, really, I find it really generally lazy and depressing. It's really not the kind of thing that they should be making. That someone, if they're going to do something like this, could do it really well, but this is not it. So
I've played some of the earlier ones, and for me, it seemed like they just made the same old mistakes as before. They don't seem to ever be improving. I think that's my worst complaint, is that the first game was okay because it was, you know, it was like our first, it was the only way you could get a sort of GTA-like experience on the iPhone. So, you know, there was a lot of problems with it, but you could pretty much gloss over them in terms of the unique experience. But then GTA Chinatown Wars came out, and then Gangstar 2 came out. And that was just the same game again, but with even more illogical maps, bugs all over the place. Same bugs. You know, the jumping car thing's been around for a while. and, like, you know, sloppy missions. I think there's a real sort of, it does make you appreciate more what goes into, say, a Rockstar Grand Theft Auto game.
Yeah, exactly.
Just purely by running, like, three or four of Gangstar's missions. Because you'll get to, there's one where you've got to do a drive-by shooting on this guy, and he was, like, trapped halfway in a wall when I met him. I didn't know it was meant to be a drive-by shooting, so I got out of my car, to which point some random guy tries to hijack my car, and then he keeps falling out of the car because he's, like, hijacking a car which he can't hijack because the mission involves me getting in that car. So it's like an invisible barrier of him jumping up and down, and then the guy stuck in the wall suddenly tries to hijack the car, and it's just a big old mess. Yeah. And it was like, oh, I've killed the target now. Okay, fair enough.
There was a mission I did in the beginning where there's people, they're on, like, I can't think of the American word. Where you're like it's like not a stadium, but they're sat on, like, stair things.
You
have to run up them. And target this guy, but it doesn't. They actually want you to run up the actual stairs rather than the things they're sat on. Well, I didn't see the stairs, so I was trying to run up the things they're sat on, which are, like, big stairs, and the guy is kind of tripping over and falling up these stairs as he goes. Then the guy spots me coming, so runs off and promptly gets run over. So I didn't even get the chance to kill him. He killed himself. So that was, like, I thought, this is just kind of broken. You know, I'm no coder, but I can't imagine it would take too much. You know, that is a set piece they've got there to actually make it so he doesn't get run over.
Also, if you start picking up collectibles before you get to, like, mission three, then you lose all of the bonus that you get from them. I thought that was a bit mean as well. That's a minor point, though. The major point I found was that this is not really, it's not moved on. They really needed to get this one together because of Grand Theft Auto 3 coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, they try and inject that Grand Theft Auto humor in, like, the cutaway adverts in the radio, but they don't work. Yeah. They fall flat because the voice acting's awful. And they've just got this GTA 3 is looming above this game right now.
Well, I mean,
the previous two, they didn't have that threat for me.
Yeah, I mean, what you say is true. I'm no massive Grand Theft Auto fan, as I said on this podcast before. But it really does make you appreciate the work that goes into making a package like that. Just the little details that Rockstar put into things like that isn't here. That this is just like this barren wasteland of a game that just has no soul and there's no enjoyment in it. It's just a thing, and you just kind of made me really depressed about it. It made me ashamed to be playing something like this. I thought, this isn't something that people should be doing for leisure. It's just, it's, you know, bad.
It's got freemium elements in it if you want to skip half the game.
Oh, I there's a better way of doing that, is just not playing it.
Yeah. So Gangstar is out now. I'm sure we're going to get people comment on when the review goes up, saying,
well, giving it a 9, so it'll be.
There's definitely going to be some comments from me. But I don't think you should just be happy with, well, it's a bit like this game I like on home consoles, you know.
Well, that's the tendency. That's what I was thinking. I thought at the start, am I being too harsh here? Because the actual kind of idea, the scope of it, when you think about a couple of years ago, when the first one, you know, I think the first one 2009, that was actually a little bit of accomplishment just by getting something like that on there. But now, it's 2 years later, it feels old and rubbish, and you think, that's not an achievement anymore. You've got to be pushing it forward, otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, but loads of people will use that as an excuse as to why this game is fine. So, yeah. But they're wrong.
Other sites will give it a 7 or an 8 or a 9.
Yeah, they'll probably. Yeah, I'd imagine quite a lot of sites will give it an 8, I think. It's like GTA on your phone, but it's a bit broken and a bit shallow and not funny and it's quite hard to control when you're driving. And actually, the auto aim's a bit crap.
Yeah, the driving is awful as well. Not just the driving, but the actual roads are, like, designed to make it especially difficult.
Did you get lost in the favela area, which is like this tiny, like, square of land, but they managed to make it almost impossible to navigate?
I got lost. It's kind of off road.
Yeah, kind of, like, you can't get there in a car. You have to run up some steps and then run around some
I found your empty hospital as well, which is amusing.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you go inside a building, because they've got buildings, as we mentioned last week, but if you go inside, there's no one in there. So it's kind of
I didn't mean to find it. I just walked in and thought, oh, this is this hospital Will was going on about, where there is no one in there.
It's also really confusing. They have the operating studio right next to the front door.
Just by the reception desk.
Yeah.
It's Jean Grey.
Yeah, so there you go. Gangster.
Great game.
Awesome. It's like GTA, but shit.
I imagine there are some people who'll be working on that who know when they go home to bed at night that this is not what they want to be doing.
More likely they've got strict schedules they've got to hit. So they start off before they start the game, they have a meeting and they say, right, guys, we're going to put, these are going to be the new features, let's do this. And then, like, as it gets near the release date, they're just like, oh, yeah, whatever, that works.
The other really daft thing is, as you alluded to last week, his girlfriend, who's in it for about 5 minutes, she gets blown to smithereens in a car. She's so annoying and so unlikable.
I know.
And he seemingly doesn't like her either, because all she does is bitch at him, and she doesn't want to get married and have kids. She wants him to be this gangster guy, and he's trying to, supposedly, after battering several people to death, trying to break away from this. She gets blown up in a car, and he's, you know, meant to be upset about this, but you think, well, she's awful. Really, should be celebrating.
Yeah, she was actually holding you back.
Yeah, she's terrible. Just a really disgusting, unlikable person that he's going out with. But it's quite amusing, because he has plastic surgery and they actually make his face look better, which is, you know, so if you are looking for an improvement to your looks, get blown up in a car. And
I have a job for you, Angel. Who do I have to kill? Ha, 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 psychopath. I like it. However, you don't...
This is how the dialogue sounds. All of it.
Isn't that Gangstar Moscow?
Oh, I don't know. They all sound... No, but their accents are, like, rubbish.
Yeah, and they talk a hell of a lot as well.
A lot, and they talk really slowly.
Considering the script is so bad, you think they'd want to limit it, but then you see the massive script come up on the screen.
It's like four lines long, and it's like, I used to go around here some days, and then it wasn't bad, and it's like, oh, bloody hell. If only I could skip in parts. Actually, no, skip the whole thing. Oh, anyway, thank you very much, Keith. It's a 9 out of 10. Gangster, you heard it.
That's our sponsorship with Gameloft gone. That's out the window.
Well, and thank you to Matt for joining us here. That was his podcast debut.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Is his microphone on?
Am I here?
Yes. Ah, you are.
Oh, you got me. Oh, you got me. Oh.
It's tradition on the debut podcast that you have to sing us out, actually.
Good point. And Matt will be singing us out this week with the theme tune from the A-Team. Take it away, Matt.
What?
I was going to say Swagger Jagger, but yeah.
Oh, Swagger Jagger's good. Matt, singing us out this week with, I told you about this, right? An email.
This isn't happening.
What? That's, no, okay, so, sorry, Matt, I'll give you a bigger lineup. No, okay, right. yeah, there we go. So I hope you enjoyed that. I've just put a piece of chewing gum in my mouth. That means I've finished.
You can't end it like that. Especially with the echo on, it sounds bizarre.
Okay, thank you very much for listening. I've been Will.
You have.
That was Keith.
Yeah, I'm not saying I've been.
I haven't.
And that was Matt. Goodbye.
See ya.
That echo effect has to go. Like we're in a very bad episode of X Factor.
What do you mean, very bad?
An episode of X Factor, yeah.